you know, we've heard a lot about Chicago and how dangerous it is there, but Baltimore is catching right up. Baltimore officially has had 200 homicide victims in 2016. After an autopsy confirmed that a 42-year-old man found dead on Friday west of downtown had been fatally stabbed. The victim, identified as a Farnsworth Smith, was found Friday at 7:50 a.m. In the Heritage Crossing neighborhood. It's the fifth consecutive year that Baltimore's homicide rate has reached 200. So there you go. Chicago, Baltimore, other places. Gun control is one thing, but these criminals, these thugs that are going out and killing people, they're not going to go and register their firearms, or they're not going to. The firearms are there, so I'm not sure how gun control was going to help. And if there isn't a gun, there's a knife or a machete or you name it. It's a dangerous world out there, and we need to do more about that. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.